The IRS just released new federal tax bracket changes for 2026, but what does it mean for your money? In today's episode, I'm going to show you exactly how to use the new 2026 federal tax brackets to keep more of your retirement income. Now, the IRS just released these brackets, and this could shift your entire tax strategy. Here's what's urgent. The decisions you make in the next 30 days will determine how much you actually keep in 2026 and beyond. The first thing to change for the tax year 2026 is the standard deduction increases to $32,200 for married couples filing jointly. For single filers, the standard deduction rises to $16,100 for tax year 2026. And for heads of households, the standard deduction will be $24,150. That changes everything about Roth conversions, Social Security timing, and required minimum distributions. But before we get into it, this is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years. I'm an author and certified life and health coach, and my goal is to help you save smarter, invest better, and keep more. In this episode, you're going to learn three wealth decision principles to remember to become smarter with money and an action plan to help you make better wealth decisions starting today. Here's what the new federal tax brackets for 2026 actually means for your retirement. The bracket widened, but your required minimum distributions, they're growing. Social Security, likely increasing. Your pension income is fixed or growing. Most pre-retirees are sitting on tax time bombs in their traditional IRAs. The 2026 brackets give you room to diffuse them, but only if you understand the mechanics. Let me break this down in simple English. Every dollar you have in traditional IRA or 401k hasn't been taxed yet. When you turn 73, the IRS forces you to withdraw that money. Those withdrawals are called required minimum distributions. They're fully taxable. The problem? Those RMDs can push you into higher tax brackets right when you want lower taxes in retirement. The 2026 brackets are giving you slightly more room in the lower brackets, but there's a twist most financial media isn't covering. So let's get into the specifics. Here are the 2026 federal tax brackets for single and married filing jointly. For the tax year 2026, the top tax rate remains 37% for individual single taxpayers with incomes greater than $640,000 and $768,000 married couples filing jointly. The other rates are 35% for incomes over $256,225 and $512,450 for married couples filing jointly. 32% for incomes over $201,775 for single filers and $403,550 for married couples filing jointly. 24% for incomes over $105,700, $211,400 for married couples filing jointly. 22% for incomes over $50,500 for single filers and $100,800 for married filing jointly. The 12% bracket is for incomes over $12,400 for single filers and $24,800 for married couples filing jointly. The lowest tax rate is 10% for incomes of single individuals with incomes of $12,400 or less and $24,800 for married couples filing jointly. Compare that to 2025 and you'll see that each bracket threshold increased roughly about 2.8%. So why does this matter to you? It creates a planning window. So stick with me because in just a few minutes, I'm revealing the exact Roth conversion strategy that could save you $50,000 or more in lifetime taxes. So let me show you how this works with real numbers. Say you're 60 years old, retired or close to it. You've got $600,000 in a traditional IRA. You're living on Social Security and some part-time income. Your total income in 2026 will be about $60,000. The standard deduction for 2026 is $32,200 for married couples. That means your taxable income is about $28,000. You're sitting in the 12% tax bracket with plenty of room before you hit the 22% tax bracket. Here's your opportunity. You could convert about $66,950 from your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA and still stay in the 12% bracket. That's $66,000 taxed at 12% instead of 22% or 24% when RMDs kick in. This is what I call controlled tax acceleration. You're choosing to pay tax now at a known rate instead of gambling on higher rates later. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number one. Pay the tax you know today, not the tax you might fear tomorrow. Think about it this way. You're buying tax certainty. In 2026, you know the 12% tax rate exists. We don't know where they'll be in 2035 when you're 70 or when RMDs are hitting you much harder. Here's where most people make mistakes. They convert too much. They blow through the 12% bracket into 22%. Or they convert too little. They leave money on the table. The sweet spot is fill up the bracket you want without spilling into the next one. So let's talk about the pre-retiree strategy. So what should you actually do with this information? If you're between 55 and 72, you're in the golden window. This is when you have the most control over your income. You're not forced to take RMDs yet. You might have stopped working or reduced hours. Your income is lower. Lower income means lower tax brackets. Lower tax bracket means Roth conversion opportunities. So here's your action plan. Step one, calculate your 2026 projected income. Add up your Social Security, pension, part-time work, interest, and dividends. Everything that creates taxable income. Step two, subtract the standard deduction. For 2026, that's $32,200 if you're married filing jointly and $16,100 if you're single. Step three, figure out how much room you have in your current tax bracket before jumping to the next one. Step four, consider converting that amount from your traditional IRA to your Roth IRA. Let me give you just another example. You're 67, single, Social Security is $30,000. Small pension pays $15,000. Total income, $45,000. Your standard deduction is $16,100. Taxable income, about $29,000. You're in the 12% bracket. The 12% bracket for filers tops out at $48,475 in 2026. That means you have about $18,500 of room left in the 12% bracket. You could convert $18,500 and pay 12% tax on it. But why would you do this? Because in 6 years, when you turn 73, you'll be forced to take RMDs. Those RMDs will likely push you into the 22% tax bracket, maybe higher depending on how your investments grow. What you're doing with a Roth conversion is you're essentially prepaying tax at 12% to avoid paying 22% later. That's 10% savings on every dollar you convert. Over a lifetime, this adds up really fast. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. The best tax bracket is the one you choose, not the one you're forced into. Now here's the catch, and this is important. When you convert from a traditional IRA to a Roth, you owe taxes that year. You need cash to pay the tax. Don't use IRA money to pay the tax. This defeats the purpose. Use your savings or taxable account funds or other cash. Pay the tax from outside sources. Let the full amount converted amount grow tax-free in your Roth. So quick question for you. Have you considered Roth conversions yet? What's your strategy? How many years are you going to do conversions and how much? Comment below and let me know what your plan is. Now, here's another layer of this situation, Social Security taxation. Up to 85% of your Social Security benefits can be taxable. The more income you have, the more gets taxed. Roth conversions increases your income in the year you convert. That could make more Social Security taxable. You need to calculate your true tax cost. It's not just the bracket rate. It's the bracket rate plus the effect on Social Security taxation. This is where most do-it-yourself investors get tripped up. The math gets a little complex, but the payoff is worth it. So let me simplify this for you. If you're under the income thresholds where Social Security becomes taxable, conversions are cleaner. If you're over those thresholds, you're already paying on 85% of your benefits. Conversions don't hurt as much. The danger zone, right at the threshold. Small conversions can trigger bigger increases in taxable Social Security. So you need to model this carefully. Now let's talk about the retiree strategy. If you're already retired and taking RMDs, you still have options. The 2026 brackets still matter. Here's what you need to know. Your RMDs are calculated based upon your IRA balance and your age. The older you get, the larger the percentage you have to withdraw. The 2026 tax brackets give you slightly more room before hitting higher rates. Use that room strategically. So strategy number one is qualified charitable distributions. If you're 70 and a half or older, you can send up to $105,000 directly from your IRA to charity. It counts toward your RMD, but doesn't count as taxable income. This keeps you in a lower bracket. You satisfy the RMD requirement and you help a cause you care about. It's a triple win. Strategy number two is bunching deductions. If you itemize bunch charitable contributions, medical expenses, and other expenses into alternating years, this lets you exceed the standard deduction in 1 year and take the standard deduction the next. In the year you bunch, you offset the tax from larger IRA withdrawals or Roth conversions. Strategy number three, tax loss harvesting in taxable accounts. Sell investments at a loss to offset gains or ordinary income. You can offset up to $3,000 of ordinary income per year with capital losses and use this to offset some RMD income. This allows you to stay in a lower tax bracket. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number three. Brackets are boundaries. Smart planning keeps you on the right side of the line. Think of tax brackets like speed limits. You can drive right up to the limit without penalty. Go 1 mile over and you pay the price. Here's the mistake I see all the time. People take more than the RMD because they think they need the income, or they withdraw unevenly throughout the year. Big lump sums in December. This creates bracket creep. You push yourself possibly into higher tax brackets without even knowing about it. The better approach is take RMDs monthly or quarterly, smooth out the income, keep it predictable, pair it with other tax planning strategies. I would love if you replied to my pinned comment. What's your biggest concern about RMDs and taxes later in retirement? So let's bring this all together with an action plan. Step number one, before December 31st, calculate your projected 2026 income. Use actual numbers, not guesses. Step number two, determine which tax bracket you'll land in based upon the new 2026 federal thresholds. Step number three, identify how much room you have in your current bracket before jumping to the next. Step number four, decide if Roth conversions make sense. Run the numbers. Consider Social Security taxation. Calculate the true tax cost. In action step number five, if converting, execute the conversion before year-end 2025 or plan on it for 2026. Make sure you have the cash to pay the tax with an outside source. In action step number six, if you're already taking RMDs, explore qualified charitable distributions, bunching deductions, or tax loss harvesting. This is your roadmap. The IRS gave you new brackets. You decide how to use them. Now, don't wait. Tax planning is a proactive game, not a reactive one. The 2026 federal tax brackets aren't just numbers on a page. They're your opportunity to take control of your finances. Most people will ignore this. They'll file their taxes in April and wonder why they paid so much. You're not most people. You showed up here and watched this episode. You watched it this far. You're taking action. If you found this information valuable, hit the like button, share this with someone who needs to hear it, and subscribe if you found value. And comment and let me know what you're planning to do with this information. Once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for watching, and I hope to see you next week.